This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Black Friday, which, as you probably know, somehow starts on this Thursday, will, it is safe to assume, be much like all the Black Fridays of yore. Long lines, big savings, and then more long lines. But the demographics of that crowd in line might be a bit different this year. Younger, specifically. Macy's is making a bet on millennials. Terry Agins is a retail fashion writer, and she's also the author of the book Hijacking the Runway. Terry, it's good to have you on.
Hi, glad to be here, Kai.
So let me ask you, as we head into the oh-so-important holiday season, what is your gut telling you about retail and consumers and how that whole smash the next 6 weeks or so is going to go?
Yeah, well, it's always a fight to the finish as we get through the season. But my sensibility is that I think the shoppers are going to go out there and spend as they always do. But there will be, you know, a few trends that they'll pick up here and there. There'll be the doorbusters. And, of course, retailers will come up with, you know, all kind of gimmicks to get people shopping.
Let me ask you about that granddaddy, really, of American retailers, certainly at the holiday times. Macy's, what do they have to do over the next couple of months to make this really successful for them as sort of a bellwether in American department stores?
Yeah, well, Macy's has been very clever over the last few years as department stores consolidated. Macy's ended up with 850 stores, $28 billion of sales. And, you know, they are the big Goliath. And what they've done really cleverly is they have targeted the millennials. And these are people from the ages of 13 to 30. Mm-hmm. This is the key demographic who they are really going after. And they've been very smart. Part of their strategy has been getting a lot of celebrity brands in the store, mm-hmm. like fragrances and also other exclusives. And it's been a way to actually engage this young consumer group to make them interested in department stores again.
You know, it's funny, though, because until they renovated it recently, the Macy's flagship store in Herald Square in New York was a little bit fusty. You know what I mean? I mean, it didn't have millennial vibe.
Not at all. I mean, it was a store that just had a lot of stuff in it. And the one thing that Macy's did is they figured out that they really needed to make the store exciting. I mean, when you have a store that has an excitement, for example, all the celebrity fragrance launches that they've done in the past, starting with, you know, J-Lo and Taylor Swift and Rihanna, Lauren Conrad, that actually brings a lot of excitement in the store.
Wow, really?
Yes. And all this, plus the new brands that they brought in, they've got a brand with Madonna. And this is something that's made the store, given the store a lot of buzz, and it competes with the same kind of buzz that you get at some of the fast fashion stores.
The idea, though, that a fragrance by Lauren Conrad is going to get people in the store, I don't know.
Well, the thing is that, Kai, now remember, even if the young people come in there and just come and smell the tester, and they might not even buy the fragrance, the thing is they're through that threshold, and that's what's so important. Because once they get in the store, they're going to end up looking around, wandering around, and seeing all the new displays, and they'll perhaps buy something else. And so that's certainly what Macy's did when they introduced the Justin Bieber fragrance.
Oh, come on.
Several
years
is there
ago. Justin Bieber? There was a Justin Bieber fragrance? How did I miss that?
Yeah, Justin Bieber, that launch was really important in bringing in those young millennials. And that was when they started actually opening the store on Black Friday at midnight. And all that was designed to get in those young people. They showed up. And, you know, the kids went shopping.
Listen, before I let you go, are you one of those Black Friday shoppers? Are you going to be at the front door of some store at 4 o'clock in the morning?
No, I'm not one of those.
Right.
I think that whole frenzy of getting up early and getting to the store is a lot of fun for some people, and it becomes a big game and a big racket. But not for me. I'm an armchair shopper.
Amen. Terry Agins, she writes for The Wall Street Journal. Her most recent book is called Hijacking the Runway. Terry, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.